When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put an apparent curtain between this world and the next, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he migrated. He migrated from Medina and he settled in an area of Syria. And one night he was blessed with the vision of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "O Bilal, why this distance? Has the time not come for you to visit me in Medina?" Allahu Akbar. The great devotee Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he woke up in a state of grief and fear. He mounted his animal and he set off in the direction of Medina. And when he entered the atmosphere of Medina, it is stated, viewers of Medina, that he presented himself at the blessed shrine of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tears began to flow from his eyes and he began to rub his face on the blessed soil of the blessed shrine. And the two fragrant flowers of the prophetic garden, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, arrived there. And Sayyidina Bilal embraced both of them and showered them with love. And they both said, "O Bilal, we desire to hear the same azan that you would give in the morning during the blessed apparent light time of our grandfather." Sayyidina Bilal, upon the request of these grandsons, he ascended the portion of the roof of Masjid Nabi from which he would give azan during the apparent life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Sayyidina Bilal began the azan with "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar," the residents of Medina became restless. And when he said the words "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah," the people grew so restless that crying could be heard in every direction. And then when he reached the words "Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah," there was a commotion and the people began to ask, "Has the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come out of his grave?" It is stated, viewers of the channel, after the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a curtain between this world and that night, the people of Medina did not experience so much sorrow as they did on that day. So many tears flowed on that day. Why? Love. The love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and love of the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu is giving the azan that he used to give. And he said that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, when he put a curtain between this world and the next, Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he never gave the azan again until this day. And even then people came to him and requested him, and he said, "No, but when the grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested it, only then did he give the azan." One can only imagine what the streets of Medina were like on that day. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, with regards to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, this is the great status, that there are many, many companions, but some selected companions have been named by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to themselves. And the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once indicated towards Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he said, "On the day of judgment, he will ride a she-camel of paradise and he will give the azan. And when he will say the words, 'Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah,' all of the prophets and the nations will be looking at Bilal radiallahu anhu. And after the prophets and the martyrs, Bilal will be the first to be clothed in the garment of paradise." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "On the day of judgment, Bilal radiallahu anhu will be riding such a camel whose saddle will be adorned with gold and rubies, and there will be a flag with him, and all of the muazzins will be behind that flag until it will be admitted them into paradise. And even those, the one who give azan for 40 days for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, will also enter paradise as well."